Hi, friends. This is going to be a different episode. I wish you could see the setting I'm in. I am sitting in a little Swedish summer hut on the West Coast. It is the 17th of September 2023. There is a sun outside. I've been sitting on the front porch sipping coffee. It's like 100 meters to the ocean. And because it's not like the middle of summer anymore, it's actually starts to feel like fall. And so I'm in this like summer hut little area where people don't live all year round. So it is completely empty. People have moved back to the city. I am all alone out here. The closest grocery store is like, I have to bike for like 45 minutes. And it's so quiet. It's magical. I don't know if you guys can relate, but if you have ever lived in a big city, which, you know, I've spent the majority of my life living in the bigger cities, and you just get used to this constant noise. Even when you're at home, there was always this like the white noise. It's like whether it's traffic or there are people outside or there's like a grocery store or the trains or the buses or I don't know, something else. There's always some kind of human noise when you live in a city. And then you go out to the countryside or to the ocean side where there is no industry. Like, there are no stores or corporations around here where I'm at right now. And it's so quiet. And I can hear the trees and I can hear the birds. And early in the morning, I wake up and I take my coffee and I go and I sit outside. And I hear nature. It's like you forget what nature sounds like. And I know I sound like a crazy person right now, but if you have ever been out in like nature, silence is loud and it's, I don't know, I just find it so healing. Like that to me is healing. So anyway, the audio quality might be a little bit different because I am recording on my little portable phone set up here, but I did want to share some short morning meditations, I guess. Just random thoughts that I've been thinking about lately. You know, I've been trying to collect myself for a long time now. It's 3 years ago. I published the last book and released the last record. No, wait, is that a lie? 3 years ago? It's 2 years ago. 2021. Two and a half, actually. And for 2.5 years, I have been through a lot of different sort of mindset phases when it comes to what I want to do with my life and with myself and my career and what I want to create and what I want to work with and if I care about the same things, if I'm willing to put in the same amount of work, if it's worth it. I've been obviously going through a lot of phases when it comes to my online community. I'm like, should I keep spending my life on social media? And I've been at war with myself because I love my online community. Like the people that I have found through social media are my people. Like I would consider you, if you listen to this podcast, you're one of them. The people that I first found on Twitter, like 15 years ago, Twitter and Tumblr and Facebook and then Instagram. I mean, it started with MySpace, I guess, if we should go all the way back. MySpace and Pure Volume and Last.fm. There was like a community. And then Twitter and then Facebook and Tumblr and Instagram. And I don't know, things are changing, you know, things have changed a lot. And I definitely have questioned my place on the internet. I'm like, first of all, it doesn't really resonate with me, like the pace of things and the 6 second TikTok videos, like that's not what I'm here for. And like the two liners, the writers, you know, you're supposed to write two lines of something. And I'm like, I cannot force myself to do something that doesn't sit right. And so more and more, I think what I have realized is that there was a long time when I valued quantity over quality when it came to everything. I wanted quantity. I wanted a ton of followers, a ton of fans. I wanted to release tons of songs and write tons of books and play tons of shows and live in tons of countries and cities and have tons of friends and have tons of experiences and just have a lot of everything. And I think what I have understood lately is that I have grown to value quality over quantity. I would rather write one more book in my life. But the book that is everything that I could ever want to tell younger me. I would rather write one single song more in my entire life. But that song sums up everything that I've ever wanted to tell the world. Way more than I would like to release 5 more albums. If I could sum that all up in one song, then I'm happy. And I would much rather have just 100 fans compared to 100 billions of fans. If these 100 fans are my people, are people who understand me, people who challenge me, of course, who keep me on track, but also who let me grow and change and experiment, but people that speak my language, then 100 people is enough. And I would rather play one single, soulful, intimate show more in my life, rather than going on 10 world tours. If that one intimate show is with all my people in the room and I manage to be completely present and connect with everyone and we all have an evening of just disappearing from Earth for a little while, we just lose ourselves in the stories and the melodies and that room. It's like, I think I've learned by actually being out here and just like listening to silence that it's the, even as I like tend to lose myself in career phases, like I get so caught up in scaling and growing and planning and building a team and getting more work and learning new things and I don't know. And then I go somewhere simple and quiet and I realize that it's all about simplicity and minimalism and quality. I'd rather work on a few selected projects or things and make them everything I would ever want to make of them compared to just taking on everything I could ever possibly get and just trying to get things done. And it's the same really with people and friendships. I think I, for so long, was very lonely and then slipped into this almost unhealthy trait of wanting to be around anybody who let me be around them because I just wanted to be around someone, which you know, leads you into a lot of not ideal friendships or relationships. And I have now come into a place where I value the few, like the very few, the few people and souls that really nourish something in me, whether that is by challenging me or making me laugh or making me think or making me grow or just because they're lovely human beings. Like, the reason doesn't really matter, but it's the few. And I would rather see them once a year and have the most soulful, conscious, present, aware interaction than just sort of being around them several times a week while we're on our phones. So I think, just to circle back to like the social media thing, what it has made me realize is that I think I've tried to like wait for the right moment to tag along on this TikTok quick content pace, and I'm just not going to. And it feels very liberating. I feel like a weight has lifted off my shoulders. I feel like I'm free finally, because I realized that I think there is a certain crowd in the world, a group of people, maybe my people, who are more and more craving quality, the few, the one moment, the deep impactful moment, the one song, the deep impactful song, rather than just tons and tons and tons of content. And I'm going to be the few. I'm not going to be the tons and tons of content. And I had a really beautiful moment this morning. I was listening to a podcast, actually a Swedish podcast, so I don't want to mention the name of it because it doesn't matter. but they were talking about this beautiful audiobook. It's an interview series, really, between Paul Simon and Malcolm Gladwell. Paul Simon, obviously one of the best songwriters in history, and Malcolm Gladwell, I cannot say his name, who is maybe one of the most intellectually advanced authors in the world. Incredible human, very smart, has created a ton of cool things, podcasts, but also obviously books. And they have this podcast, audiobook. You should listen to it. It's on Audible. I believe you can buy it in other places as well. A long interview where Malcolm Gladwell is interviewing Paul Simon, and they're going through his songs, like song by song, and they're trying to get to the core of it. Like, what is it about? What are you after? What did you want to say here? What about that song? What about that sound? What about that recording? I've been floating back to these older interviews and older songs. Like, I have no idea what songs are trendy right now. I cannot remember the last time I followed, you know, the top 10 in the world or whatever. I don't know what's being released nowadays. And it's not conscious. It's just I lost interest in new stuff for some reason. And I think it is because there is so much new stuff. New things all the time, new, billions of new songs, billions of new books. And I have more and more found myself being more interested in, tell me all about Graceland, Paul Simon. Tell me all about it. I want to know every little word, every little sound, every little melody. Tell me about the story. Did your wife really leave you? Tell me about the car. Tell me about where you were going. Where were you? Like, tell me all about that song. And the same with like other songwriters that I've been, that I grew up with, like older songwriters. I've been going back, reading their biographies, their books of letters or poetry, or even like going back to read through the lyrics and listen through their older records. I don't know, there's something so healing about what happened before, and I'm sorry for saying it, but what was created before social media was created, what was created before Instagram and TikTok ruled the the people, the artists, the labels, the publishers, the way that music was written or books were written, or even, you know, how art was created, painters. I don't know, I find that there's more to gain from the one, like the few, the one song. Tell me all about that one song and let me live with it for a year. Yeah. So I don't know. How do I tie this up? I think maybe what I actually want to say is that I'm all for it if there are people who want to spit out content 6 seconds every day, and I'm going to consume it one day for sure. But if you are like me and it that the pace of things has started to make you feel tired and uninspired, and maybe you have found yourself, you know, seeking simplicity and a little bit more history, roots, it's fine. It's okay. I think that the few, there is a group of us, we are going to value quality over quantity. And it's going to be beautiful. I love it. I cannot wait to release one single song and make that song a world and tell you all about it and publish one single book and make that book the book. And maybe it's not going to be my last book, but I'm going to treat it like it is, because I am tired of spitting out stuff just for the sake of spitting it out. Like, I want things to matter. I want every single little thing that we do to matter. And I don't feel like the way we're operating is aligning with that. There is a lot of meaningless actions and content and stuff. And I'd rather sit in silence and learn all about one song by one songwriter and then think about it for a week. Okay. Anyway, that was my vent for the day. My tip is go out in nature, listen to silence, listen to that interview by Malcolm Gladwell and Paul Simon. I also recommend reading Brandi Carlile's autobiography. It's a stunning, beautiful book. Incredible songwriter, incredible voice. Also read the poetry of Leonard Cohen. I've been going back to that, to those little books. Stunning, 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 stunning things. What else? That's it. All right. Thank you for listening. I hope you're having a wonderful Sunday or whatever day you're listening to this. And I love you. Bye.